You're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia in Canada. This show is called Muzak for the Observant, and it's on every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. Your regular host, or your host for the last couple months at least, Nick, is not here today. My name's Andy Resto. I'm going to be hosting today. I've got a band here with me. Special guests from Edmonton. They're a band called Ultimata. We're going to start with one of their songs. They just put out their debut LP. We're going to put out, I'm going to play a song called Queen of the Street, and we will thoroughly chat about the intricacies and the meaning of every one of these songs on the other side here on CITR 101.9 FM.
With a rusty nickel, tells everyone she meets her last name's Ramon. Yeah, she's strumming an old guitar with a rusty nickel, tells everyone she meets her last name's Ramon. Oh, 'cause in her mind she's the queen of the street. You're not gonna change.
Street by Ultimata here on CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to a program called Muzak for the Observant. My name is Andy Resto, and I'm joined in studio by the folks from Ultimata. How is everybody doing?
Excellent.
Very fantastic.
Well. Excellent. Great. Hanging in there. Weary from the road? Not weary?
No,
from
actually,
that. No. I feel so great to drive up between Edmonton.
We stopped
and
Kamloops.
Okay. Yeah. Any shows in Kamloops or just
hotel?
hanging.
Hotel. All right,
Boston
cool.
Pizza and hotels.
Boston Pizza, really? Okay. Yeah. Is there a sporting event on at Boston Pizza?
No. I don't know. Well, probably.
There was a jersey hanging above us.
Okay. All right.
That kind of counts. Yeah. It was an event to look at.
So you are, again, in town from Edmonton and playing here in Vancouver tonight.
Yes.
And playing at the Red Place, et cetera. for those who are aware, I believe most people listening would be aware of what that is. Who are you playing along with? Is there anybody?
A friend of ours, Mark Budd, also known as Choicey.
Also known as Tedwin James.
Yeah, Tedwin James is the name that he's, the pseudonym that he's going under tonight. Right. And then somebody.
Etienne Tremblay.
Etienne Tremblay.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Great. Very cool. You have an idea of a time? That's good.
Doors are at 9, I'm pretty sure.
Cool. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. So, fair warning, that's going to trail a bit longer than you might think.
Yeah.
But
oh, yeah.
That's great. It'll be a late night. And
punk
that's
rock time.
That's fun, yeah.
Punk rock o'clock.
we had, coincidentally, another band from Edmonton here at CITR yesterday, a band called More Wine. Yeah. Those friends of yours?
I mean, yeah, I mean, well,
acquaintances.
Well, I'd say I'm friends with Daniel, one of the dudes in the band. I don't really know the rest of the dudes, but, mm-hmm. But yeah, it was kind of funny because he called me last night, and he sounded like he was a little drunk or something. I don't know, but he was like, oh, I don't know. He was like, what the fuck? Why are we playing together? Like, we're playing 2 days apart, and I was like, oh, Yeah, I didn't even realize that they were coming down, or else that would have worked out perfectly. So it sucks.
I think we'll have the chance to see them in Victoria, though, because our shows are back to back.
Yeah, so we're going to watch them tomorrow night, and then they're going to still be there, and they're going to come to our show on Saturday.
We hope,
great. Yeah.
You got to support. You need long distance Edmontonian support. How's the music scene in Edmonton right now?
It's good.
Is it okay?
It's great.
It's good. Very supportive.
Tight knit.
Yeah, super tight knit. There's like.
Pregnant with talent.
Okay. As in it hasn't been birthed yet?
It's a big family. Okay. But there's just more coming.
All right. Yeah.
There's always more coming.
More on the way.
Bundles of joy along.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know. It's cool because it's not really like a very cliquey community at all. Like everybody doesn't like, I don't know. Every kind of band plays together. And I mean,
we played a show with a metal band called Striker.
Well, we're both sponsored by this beer company, a local beer company there. So
okay. That
was kind of why that came to be. But they're great. It's like there's not really like, I don't know. Like there are like certain little scenes and stuff, but everybody kind of congregates.
I think it's really an important thing to mention. I find that's refreshing to hear because here, I think it gets caught a lot of times of lots of the same bills happening. Mm-hmm. So I think mixed bills are really great to have.
It's the spice of life.
Yeah,
variety.
Yeah. I've also heard Edmonton, and when I brought this up to someone who's from Edmonton, they had no idea what I was talking about. But I met someone else from Edmonton who said the nickname is Dust or Dirt City.
Dirt City. I've heard
that. So that is real. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And I heard it's because two things. One, the streets aren't repaved ever.
There's a lot of potholes.
And then they put sand instead of salt onto the street for snow. And so then, because you're hitting these potholes and it's all dust or dirt on the ground, you kick up all this dust.
Maybe, yeah. I always assumed it was because, like, when the snow melts, then everything just gets super gross.
It's
just really dirty.
All summer long is construction time. Okay. So it could be argued that like the only time they ever do anything with the roads is during the summer, and there's just like crap and steam and asphalt in the air all the time. Yeah. And there's construction absolutely everywhere.
There's actually a Facebook group dedicated just to the number of dirt piles that you find around Alberta.
So
find different dirt piles.
Yeah, I saw you post one of those dirt piles.
Yeah, well, there's lots of them.
Yeah.
Do you ever do like scavenger hunts, like put things into the dirt piles?
Geocaching? Geocaching with the dirt piles? I mean, going there with like metal detectors?
Now.
Some Pokemon
Pokemans.
Anticipating my next question. What is the deal? Okay. I only heard about Pokemon Go 6 days ago and had not heard about it yet. Within 6 days, this has exploded.
It is
absurd. But I'm sure these dirt piles in Edmonton are like Pokestops.
They must get
some sand shrews.
We work at the university. Yeah, we work at the dunes. So lots of people walk around aimlessly through the grass.
Isn't it wild? Yeah,
it's insane. Yeah, Matt was telling me the other day that he looked out his work window and he said it was like seeing a zombie apocalypse because everyone's just with their head down.
Well, nobody's walking on the path. They're just walking aimlessly through the grass.
Well, I think it has this kind of weird thing that they think it's promoting, like, oh, exploring, and you're going, and you're exercising, and you're walking. Not really.
I heard like a conspiracy, like it's like, well, it's just like a big data grab for Google.
It is. I didn't realize it was Google until 2 days ago, and it's the guy who did Google Earth.
Yeah,
it's like really bizarre. Like, anyhow,
it's weird that there's parks that are just like crawling with people. Yeah, and every single person has their head in their phone.
Yeah. Me and my friend were like walking the other day, and he was like showing me a photo on his phone, and we like stopped and we were looking at it, and we're like, oh man, shit, let's keep walking. People probably think we're playing Pokemon.
Yeah, I'm suspicious of most people now. Yeah. Okay. To get something more relevant, you put out a new record.
Yeah.
It has been physically released.
Yeah.
You were here in March. I checked back. It was just a few months ago, and it had not quite been physically released yet, but the stream was out. So now it is out there in the world.
Tangible. And,
it's called Dirty Rain.
Yes.
And how's that gone?
It's going really good. We did a big release party that was a lot of fun, and then came out to do this. It was only a couple weeks ago that we actually finally physically put it out. So it's been, people have been into it, or so it seems. Like, we've been getting a lot of good, a lot of compliments and stuff. And then so we're coming out here to do this tonight, and then Victoria on Saturday. Then we go back home for a few days and play this this thing called Taste of Edmonton, which is like a food truck festival that's a lot of fun. And then after that, then we go east as far as Montreal. So
great. Very cool. All right. We're going to move on to a couple of tracks now. You guys from Ultimata are going to try and stick it out here until 3 p.m., you're listening to Muzak for The Observant on CITR. Just opened this up yesterday. We got the new Dinosaur Jr. record, which I didn't realize was coming out. It's called Give a Glimpse of What You're Not, You're Y-E-R, as Jay Masses is wont to do. Still wonderful cover art, as usual, with Dinosaur Jr. purples and neon greens. We'll discuss the content afterwards. This song is called Tiny, and it is the second track on the album. Stay tuned. This is Muzak for The Observant on CITR 101.9 FM.
I'll pretend, but I don't Festival of exploratory music and sound, Tidal Signal, aims to highlight women, transgender, genderqueer, and intergender artists working in left-field genres. The inaugural Tidal Signal will feature an array of musics encompassing noise, ambient, electronic, drone, experimental techno, improvised, sound, and performance art. The lineup features Kiran Bloomberg,
Laura Lowe, Sarah Gold plus Emily Thacker, Weiser, Sasha Mannequin, Brady Marks, Massey plus Marina, Mass Marriage, Opponent Processes, Orkana, and Prophecy Sun.
Evenings at Selectors Records in downtown Vancouver, July 30th and 31st.
I like Star Trek.
Yeah, cool. Awesome.
I love The Lord of the Rings.
Great.
Yeah. I'm into obscure 1950s atomic monster movies.
Okay. Sure.
I really enjoyed the Michael Bay Ninja Turtles.
We can work with that. Here at the UBC Sci-Fi and Fantasy Society, we accept everyone. We have weekly movies, game nights, and the largest non-academic library at UBC. Come by our club room, 3206D in the Nest. It's a great place to eat lunch, hang out,
and procrastinate.
Check out our Facebook group, UBC Sci-Fi and Fantasy Society, to find out what's going on.
Sometimes it takes
From an album called Mingus, You by Tedwin James. It's got a frightened cat on the cover, a song called Handfuls. And Tedwin James played here on CITR 101.9 FM, a show called Music for the Observant, is playing a show tonight with another group from Edmonton called Ultimata, who are here in the flesh with me in the studio right now. Everybody doing okay?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Out. Any nuggets about Tedwin James, this album, this cat?
Mysterious cat. I think that the cat is Mingus.
Oh, yeah, that must be. The singer, Mark, used to play in a band. He's originally from Edmonton. He lives here now. But he played in other bands, and we knew them. And
cool. He's still playing in a band in R. Mercury?
No.
Oh, wait, was it Falklands.
Oh, Falklands. His brother was in R. Mercury.
Yeah, Eric was.
He was in a band called Falklands that used to come tour out here a lot. And yeah,
cool.
He's here.
He's a bud.
Yeah, he's literally a bud.
He's literally a bud.
Oh, okay.
Didn't you like Todd and Mark went to a head shop, I guess, last time that they were in Vancouver. And I guess
dispensary. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. And Mark gave the guy his ID, and I guess the guy was like, "Yo, is your last name really Bud?"
He was like, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. He's like, "Man, I wish I had that."
I haven't heard that one
before. Yeah. Okay.
Before that was Archaics, another group from Edmonton. That was a random find that, again, opened up in the mail this afternoon, and then it's just everything.
Turns out we know those guys.
Synchronicity.
Yes. That is serendipity.
Serendipitous. Synchronicitous. Archaic band from Edmonton, new album called Soft Focus, song called Not For Nothing. Do you think they're into the Doors?
Yeah.
Get a little bit.
Yeah. I don't think that's coincidence. Yeah. Okay. But you never know.
They're great. Like, I've been watching that band play for the past like 5-6 years, like since they were super, super young. So it's really been really cool to see them evolve. But back in that time, definitely like heavy.
Yeah, sure, sure.
You
know.
And awesome live. They're one of those bands that's like you have to see them in the flesh to get a good performance. So.
Yeah.
Those are good boys.
Cool. And then opening up that set was the new Dinosaur Jr. record, song called Tiny. It is what it is. It's Dinosaur Jr. And there you go.
No frills.
Good album cover.
Was it a guitar solo?
There was. I think there's one in there. We were, they missed it, but it was there. Yes. Okay. There's a talk of a Wawa shoe or a pedal shoe. What do you want to explain that?
Well, apparently, Jay Maskus invented or had a hand in inventing the first Wawa pedal shoe, which is just made out of it's like a Chuck Taylor Converse shoe with a built-in Wawa pedal. So you just like step on your toes and then it. I don't know how like well it works. Judging from like the tutorial video, it didn't look like.
Well, if it's anything like Heelys, it's gonna be more difficult.
Yeah, Heelys. Oh
yeah. End up in the 12-year-old's closet.
Yeah.
I always felt awful about those because I had them when I was a kid.
I had
and
Heelys
I couldn't
as well.
do it. And so yeah. I would just see people and they'd kind of like flip their heel and yeah. be doing it. So I would just imitate that motion.
Yeah, but not really
know
glide.
What you're doing. Oh. And so like I didn't know what that motion was accomplishing. So I would just do the motion without being able to actually kick out.
Yeah, yeah.
Just walk. So it's just walking.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyhow. Great. Any other insights at this moment? We were talking
about the shoe?
Anything else. We were talking about something that's coming up on our playlist here. We're going to play another song from Ultimata from their new record called Black Market Blues, and then get some requests from the group, one of which being the Cocteau Twins, another odd occurrence because I have just been solely listening to the Cocteau Twins for the last few weeks. And we were talking about glossolalia. Which mm-hmm. is the method or the style of singing that Liz Fraser employs much of the time, which is just making sounds or using syllables instead of language or words or as language. Have you tried that?
Have you thought? I guess I always do that when we're writing songs before I have lyrics, but
that's true.
I'll usually just say nonsense that like fit the lyrics.
So that's interesting. Okay, I don't know if everybody would say that. So that is actually.
So I guess I do employ that a little bit. Yeah, we do. It would be a lot easier if I could.
There's times I thought.
I mean, not
to
take anything away from.
I thought you had lyrics written for half.
Oh really? Well, I'm good at faking it. I'm just coming up with lyrics on the spot. I wish I could do that.
I feel like it's very like. Pure emotion or something, and like what the Cocteau Twins, their main thing is I think all atmosphere and just like mm-hmm. the feeling it's gonna give you
totally
and
the lyrics are
that comes from you know like,
totally and like the lyrics are good like when I well like whatever
yeah,
the ones that have lyrics
sure, yeah.
like even though you can't like before I'd read the lyrics like I was
they're
so obscure yeah and they're great like but yeah, it's kind of
cool.
Do you
know, is it her band that plays on the record that would play, like, her live show stuff? Because I saw a few videos the day.
It's two of them mainly. It's her and Robin Guthrie. Right. And he does all the sounds. It's pretty much, like, invented shoegaze music with all of his pedals. But then they got a drummer for a certain period of time that kind of came and went. But those two wrote all the songs did all of that. Yeah. So we're going to get into Heaven or Las Vegas. Just third coincidence. That's where I grew up, Las Vegas. So we are going to just get the spirit of the hometown. After we get the spirit of the hometown of Edmonton, Dirt City, with this next song. This is Black Market Blues by Ultimata here on Music for the Observant, CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned.
An enabled FM chip in your smartphone can make the difference in an emergency situation by allowing you to still hear critical updates. It will also let you listen to the local FM station using 3 times less battery and 20 times less data than streaming. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Adults 19 and older can learn to cook or bake with blueberries in a short one-day class at the Richmond Nature Park this summer. Learn about blueberries' numerous health benefits from dietitian Jessica Wang and join a nature walk to search for and learn about bog blueberries.
All supplies are provided. Register online at richmond.ca/register or call the Nature House at 604-718-6188. Baking with blueberries takes place July 16th. Cooking with Blueberries, July 23rd, both from 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Richmond Nature Park.
Tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia in Canada. Muzak for the Observant on every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. here in the studio with Altamira from Edmonton. Still
hey,
here,
hey,
still around.
Yeah. These guys just won't leave.
just trying to hint, and it's not working.
It's just getting super awkward.
taking calls for your suggestions. How to get rid of these guys.
Yeah. So we just heard something about blueberry picking. We were talking about in the break about tapioca and coconuts. Rank 1 to 3, A to C, coconuts, blueberries, tapioca.
Coconut super rank.
Tapioca balls, I should say, like the ones that would be in bubble
coconuts
tea.
Are
I give them all a 10. So are we going from a 1 to 10?
Or I want like rank them in
order. Okay. Yeah. So top tapioca balls.
Really? Okay.
I love them. I really do. Second, might have to go with coconuts.
Yeah, I go blueberry, coconut, tapioca.
Oh, I see what we're doing.
Yeah.
Blueberry, tapioca.
I thought you were gonna do something like 1 is tapioca, 5 is coconut. And we had to guess, like, what, like, baseball is number 4 or something. Sorry, I know now. That sounds I'm gonna go. I would go blueberries, tapioca, coconut. Yeah, water.
There's just so much goodness in a blueberry that like you still get that satisfying.
A perfect.
It is definitely an explosion of flavor.
A perfect blueberry is better than like any candy you can have.
And you don't feel bad. I don't. Yeah, I don't know how versatile tapioca is.
That's true.
Other than bubble tea.
Yeah, I think it's a root.
But it's the perfect storm.
It's made from
a perfect storm.
It's all you need is tapioca balls in a bubble
in
tea.
In tea, and then it is just a phenomenon.
Else would you have it? Name one other place you put tapioca balls other than bubble
tea. Oh, that's the only. What other place have I put tapioca balls?
Be honest. And be honest.
We're going to be sustaining on tapioca for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, that's true. Lives longer than cockroaches.
So, as a reminder, you guys are a rock band.
Yeah.
From Edmonton, Dirt City, playing tonight in Vancouver, and going to Victoria. Is all of this traveling the tour all by vehicle?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's not by vehicle.
It's been a long walk.
Is it all by car? Except for Victoria, maybe.
A little bit of ferry tomorrow. But the rest, everything is really kind of
nice, comfy Durango that we.
We have a Dodge Durango. It's like not quite a minivan, but it's like an SUV that's like looks like a minivan basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a trailer, like a little trailer for the gear.
You guys remember Suburbans? The Suburban?
Yeah, they're still around.
Is there something special about it?
What about it?
Oh, I don't know. They were just, I just remember them being like huge and metal. Everything in the vehicle was metal.
It was like a CIA vehicle.
Yeah, it was like if you could have driven that through the Berlin Wall. It was just like a wrecking ball.
Maybe someone tried it.
Maybe.
Are there go-to sources of entertainment while in the vehicle?
Go-to sources of entertainment? Yeah. Actually, we had a fuse was burnt out, so we couldn't listen to iPods for like the first...
First time we came down here,
we were solely on CDs. And actually, we had, like, the band.
The self-titled record.
Yeah. Okay.
And it would always just end up somehow coming up in, like, the shuffle of the CDs. And it was, like, that first song. It's like, standing by your window in vain. Yeah. Everyone would just be like, no, turn it off. Yeah, because we just, I mean, not anything. I mean, I love the band, but. It just was too much. Because we brought like 10 CDs that time. We were like, oh yeah, this would be plenty. But no, not.
Matt and I had a Nintendo on his laptop on the way out here too.
Oh, yeah,
we were playing Mortal Kombat.
Okay.
And we played Crib. Sometimes we play Crib in the back.
We talk a lot.
Yeah. Just talk.
Yeah.
Any Skittles.
Entertainment we need for each other.
Do the conversations, they stay lively? Or is this pretty lively? Okay, that's good.
We pretty much just like... get onto a joke and just like riff on that until it's like so not funny anymore.
It would be the kind of thing though, I think, of that if our vehicle was like bugged and someone listened back, you would think that we were four of the craziest weirdos you had ever met. But
well,
in our own heads,
that's the whole concept of, and that's why I don't like this phenomenon. We talked about Pokemon Go earlier. Another one is carpool karaoke, which is becoming a big thing on Jimmy Kimmel, I think, is the show that does it.
Yeah.
Some of these have gotten really big, and I think Michelle Obama is doing one. Like, it's
big.
Yeah,
I saw that, yeah. I didn't watch it, but I saw it as, like, a thing on YouTube, and I was like...
Oh, maybe if you would watch it, I actually haven't watched these. Maybe this is unfair, but it might be funny. Like, you might laugh at it, but the whole concept is just like, oh, look at us being funny in our cars. I think most people... who have like friends or something that are going in their car are doing things like that. And like that probably is really funny to them, but like, I don't need to see this person do it and they don't need to see me doing it.
Totally.
And it's like, it's very hedonistic.
When you do karaoke, normally you're drinking, but
you should hope that
takes the fun out of it.
No, but no, I like, it's like that, like on Jimmy Fallon and stuff. Like I always see on like Facebook or something, like people will post like, you know, like, I don't know who like is, who's a celebrity, like not Michelle Obama, but
Paul Dano.
So Paul sure, Dano. Like Paul Dano. Actually, that would probably be pretty funny. But like Paul Dano. Paul Dano does lip syncing on Jimmy Fallon, and then the titles are always like, and it's the greatest thing to ever happen, or whatever. And then I'm like, okay, I'll check it out. And then I've fallen for it a couple times. I'm like, okay, if it really is that great. Yeah. And then I'm like, no, this sucks. Like, and I hate those I hate those titles or those like headlines that are just like
easy for.
I've noticed too a trend on Facebook too, or just in general, just like links to videos. It's always like, you know, like mother talks to daughter about the value of taking care of a pet or something, and then the next line is, but what happens next will put your jaw on the floor.
Put
your drawers on the floor.
We're not gonna connect the situation that you brought up with the drawers on the floor. We're gonna leave that off to the side. Great. Okay. Yeah. YouTube culture. You know.
Stay away from the clickbait.
Here and there. Yeah. Seriously, it's a good message.
The whole point of this
conversation. It's a very good message. Yeah. Walk with your head up and enjoy your surroundings and avoid
The Beatles preach love. We preach don't fall for clickbait.
Yeah.
Your head up. Your stick on the ice.
Don't.
So we've got. Well, we're coming up on the end here. We'll probably wrap things up with a couple of songs. Do you want to add any more commentary about your new album, Dirty Rain, which came out officially a couple weeks ago in June? And any, maybe tell the people why it is, why you should listen to Ultimata.
Why would you do this?
Why would you go ahead and do something so absurd?
We play fun rock and roll, and it's got a little country tinge, nice Alberta feel to it, and seems to resonate.
It's Alberta feel. No, I don't know. It's like, I don't know. Yeah,
Alberta feel.
Bring down the family. Bring down the kids.
We like making I don't know, songs like our favorite, you know, bands did, and we just want to make good rock and roll music.
Mm. Not exactly reinventing the wheel or anything. But yeah. Just trying to make stuff that we think is fun to play and that hopefully people dig it.
And there's enough places you can listen to it for free that you can don't have to buy it. You just decide if you want to make a contribution to the efforts. But it's available streaming on SoundCloud under Ultimata. And it's available through Bandcamp and iTunes, Spotify, and all digital sources.
Cool.
Napster. LimeWire.
Yes.
Kazaa. Morpheus.
Kazaa. Is that real?
The lesser known. Awesome.
Okay.
The lesser known Morpheus.
Bear
shit.
Yeah.
Bear shit.
Taking a look also at the tour dates. So you go, after Victoria, you go back to Edmonton briefly.
Yeah.
And then to Calgary. So Taste of Edmonton, you're saying, is a food truck festival?
Yeah.
Any food truck highlights there that are...
Well, actually, Eric's going to be working at some friends of ours have a sandwich shop
called Pharaoh.
But I don't even think it ever was a food truck. It was just
No.
They just went straight to being.
It's not really. Sorry, it's Taste of Edmonton's not a food truck festival. It's a food festival that like has booths for multiple different restaurants in the city. But they have integrated since food trucks have gotten so popular, they've integrated that. So it's not, it's always been just like a storefront sandwich shop, but our friends own it and have worked in, or have played in bands, and so I'm going to be slinging sandwiches there. But then, on the Friday.
That place is a highlight.
They're playing with a band called The Watchmen. Do you know that
Watchmen?
Band?
No,
I did
not.
My life.
They basically, so like, I don't know, Taste of Edmonton, I mean, I don't know. Yeah. They basically, like, they have, like, a lot of, like, Who's the band that's playing?
Prozac is playing.
Okay.
Remember Prozac?
Yeah. Okay.
It's like bizarre. They have headliners like that.
Yeah.
And then, but then they have like Born Ruffians and you know like other bands.
It's a
like
mixed bag.
But
when it started though, it was all like dad rock cover bands.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Cargo Shorts on stage. Like that was the first time I ever saw music there. It was like guys covering like Sweet City Woman. But now they've gone over the years. They've added like Said the Whale and.
Has Doug Hoyer come in and played here before?
No, but I do know of Doug Hoyer.
We're playing with him as well, like the same night.
Yeah.
It's like Salmon and that band, The Watchmen.
Cool.
I don't know.
Great. Well, thanks for coming by this afternoon. Good luck with the show tonight. Last thing, which might be tough to come up with an answer on the spot, we're going to play a song called Hey Day by The Replacements to end the show off of Hootenanny. The movie about The Replacements, Color Me Obsessed, if anyone's seen it. The concept behind it being the band never shows up. There's no music from the band in the movie. It's just commentary of people who are obsessed with The Replacements. If there's an Ultimata movie, what are the kind of comments that people would be saying to open this film?
They kept me up till 4 a.m. giggling.
That would be the name of the movie. Yeah. Color me. Giggling. Color me giggle.
Giggling at 4 a.m. Color me giggle.
Right. Giggle me impressed.
Yeah. So there you go. Well,
they spend a lot of time whether you like it
you like it or not, that is going to be your answer, and that's how it's going. All right. Giggling at 4 a.m. All right. Thank you again for coming by. Good luck at the show tonight at the Red Place down in Hastings. And stay tuned. Mark is on next with Astro Talk. This has been Muzak for The Observant on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Hey Day by The Replacements.